News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Two men are dead and three are in hospital after a man drove a car at members of the public before stabbing people outside a synagogue in Manchester. The suspected attacker is also dead after being shot by police. Three others arrested on suspicion of instigation of terrorism. For more on this, we're joined by Vincent McAvinney, London-based journalist. Vincent, thanks indeed for talking to us. The attacker has been named and is being considered a terrorist incident.
Yeah, that's right. The Prime Minister yesterday and police forces were very clear this was an anti-Semitic terrorist incident. And late last night, we got the name of the individual. He is a 35-year-old called Jihad al-Shami. He is a British citizen of Syrian descent. What is unclear at the moment, though, is whether he was someone that was known to authorities. He was, we understand, not the subject of any current or active investigation. But it hasn't been ruled out that he has been looked into in the past or perhaps was in what we call here the PREVENT program, which is a counter-radicalization program. So authorities are being cautious about whether or not he is known. Some details starting to appear as well in the papers. It's believed that his father was a trauma surgeon who worked in war zones and the family came to the UK some 30 years ago. So it's unclear exactly what the route was for the family. Whether or not they were asylum seekers who then got sort of permanent leave to remain. But they come from about 20 minutes in Prestwich, about 20 minutes in the car from where this attack took place yesterday.
Do we know anything about the people who've been arrested?
Nothing yet. We just know it is two men and one woman who've been arrested. It was a slight change last night in what we were told, because we were told in the day that it was only two people that were arrested. Then suddenly it was three people late last night. So whether or not they made an additional arrest later in the night is unclear. But there has been a large police operation seen heavily armed going into a property that's believed to belong to this 35-year-old Jihad al-Shami, who carried out this attack.
The newspapers in the UK reporting this morning the police are on high alert for potential copycat attacks, and Keir Starmer warning of a rising tide of anti-Semitism.
That's right. And you've got the chief rabbi coming out this morning, Sir Ephraim Mervis, saying that it's the tragic result of a, quote, unrelenting wave of Jew hatred. And many people that were spoken to yesterday from the community in Manchester and the UK's Jewish community said that this is what they've been expecting for some time, that ever since October 7th, 2023, that there has been a huge rise in anti-Semitism in sort of attacks, sort of just sort of attacks sort of on sort of properties connected, synagogues and Jewish schools. They've sort of been defaced and vandalized, but that they expected something like this to happen. So in the UK, you've got the Community Security Trust, which is an organization that's part funded by the government, which provides security around the clock for Jewish people in Jewish buildings. That is being bolstered now, we understand, for the next few days with police resources, because it is, of course, the anniversary of October 7th. And at the moment, the government, the JTAC, which controls the threat level in the UK, has not shifted the terrorism threat level. It's on the sort of middle ranking at the moment. But we'll see whether or not they review that later today.
Okay, Vincent McAvinney, London-based journalist. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.